Let us begin by just noticing whatever you noticed right here. You can notice the temperature. That might be the strongest thing that you notice. You might notice some sounds. That might be the strongest thing you notice, the biggest thing, the most pronounced thing. You might notice the hardness of the chairs if you're sitting here in the hall. Now just what do you notice? And you just let it be. You don't have to do anything about it. You're just noticing. You are turning your mind towards looking at, seeing, hearing, experiencing the moment through your sense doors rather than thinking about what you're doing. So you're just sensing, oh, sitting in a chair feels like this. The sound of the fan or sound of the HVAC system sounds like that. You can notice that there are louder sounds and softer sounds. You can just notice that there's kind of a silence also. Silence and the sounds kind of rise in and out and around that silence. So as we're sitting here, you can just notice the sounds arising in silence. Or you can notice the sensations of the body. Body breathing. Breathing feels like this. Sitting feels like this. Feet on the floor feels like this. And there's going to be thinking in the mind. It's just what minds do, just like ears hear and eyes see. Body senses, noses smell, mouths taste, mind thinks. It's not more important than what the ears hear. It's not more important than what the eyes see. It's not more important than what the body feels. We give it more importance, but it's not. It's just data coming in. Not even always right data, just data. So today I want to point us a little bit to letting the body rest in the present moment. So you might turn your attention to the felt sense of the body and maybe see if you can feel the weight of it, the heaviness of it. Sometimes you can feel that from feeling the underside of the legs, the underside of your feet, back of the arms, underside of the lower arms, lower part of the back, the belly. And if you sense into the felt sense of this lower part of the body, you can begin to feel the weight. This gentle pull or this gentle movement downward towards earth. That weight can also be thought of as gravity. It's a pulling. It pulls us downward. And heaviness is part of the earth element. It stabilizes us, centers us. Now just see if you can keep your attention on the felt sense of the lower half of the body, the felt sense of the weight from underside of the legs, back of the arms, lower back. Just feeling the heaviness of earth. It's like mountains and valleys. It's just like a tree trunk. It's weighted, grounded to the earth. Another quality of the earth is the hardness of bones. So you could feel the bones in your feet, your toes, your ankle bones, and the bones in the lower part of the legs. We have big bones in our thighs. And you can feel your sit bones, the pelvic bowl. You can feel the hardness of this bone, even through soft tissue and skin, flesh. Still feel the hardness of bone in your sit bones, sitting in a chair. You can be sitting on a sofa and still feel the hardness of your sit bones. Your bones and your feet on the ground, or your bones and your thighs that might be touching the chair or the floor. And this hardness goes all the way up through our bodies, through our backs, our arms and our shoulders, necks and our head. We're just full of bone. We're heavy, a mass, hardness, bone. This is what we are. And you can sense it without thinking of who you are. You can just sense it. This felt sense, what it feels like to be in the body right now. There's two other qualities that come with earth, besides the fact that it's heavy, it's hard, and it's firm. But you can rest upon it and get a sense of being grounded here and now. And there's a level of stillness that comes with earth. It's quiet and it's still. It's right here. So take a moment and see if you can feel just the stillness and steadiness of the earth element within you. Solid, heavy, hard. This is the earth element. Grounded and still. Take a moment Notice if there's any place of holding or tightness, and see if you can just let the body rest on earth, this earth body resting on earth. And as you sit here, steady, still, just solid, you can feel the body moving, tingling sensations, breathing. It's not you doing it. It's just the body's movement. Like wind, it's always moving. Sensations are always moving in the body. Body is always breathing. Movement is always happening. It's this aliveness. It's part of who we are. The moment is alive. You are alive. Your body's alive. You don't have to make anything happen. You don't have to make yourself be alive. You just are alive. The body is just breathing. Wind is just blowing. For some of you, it might be a strong wind, lots of tingling, lots of energy. For some, it's more of a gentle breeze. Not much movement at all. But you might begin to notice that you can keep your attention on this movement. Just feel the body breathing, tingling. It's constantly changing. So you could keep noticing the changing nature of wind. It's not you, it's not me, it's just wind moving, changing, swirling about. Aliveness. So for the rest of the sit, you can sit here and notice the earth and its steady stillness, heavy groundedness, or you can notice the wind, its movement, or you can notice them both, steady, still, wind moving. Great Thai teacher Ajahn Chah used to ask his students, Have you ever seen a still pond? They said yes. He said, have you ever seen a running river, moving river with its current? Said yes. And he asked, have they ever seen a still moving water? Still moving. Stillness. Moving. That's what you're doing here. You're this stillness, and you can feel movement at the same time. You just explore this, practice with it, see if you can get interested in it. And if the mind wanders off into thinking and you give up on the whole process, that's okay too. I'll ring the bell when it's time to end the sit.